Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Did I hear the national anthem? What a privilege to have the introduction to your show, the national anthem. I love that Kay Bright has started doing that. I should cut my song and play the national anthem to begin my show. I truly mean that. We are under siege. I think KBRT understands that, and I think we're all taking appropriate action. Just beautiful. So thank you, Crawford Broadcasting. All right, today's show, let's set the record straight. I wasn't going to do a show on this, but you made me, and so I'm glad to oblige you. What did I do? I got up at 4 o'clock this morning, got out on the track by 5, got to the mountain by 6, by 5:15, hauled up the mountain, 45 minutes of uphill run. Sprint, heart rate up over 60, 160, raining, I'm so glad, right? When you run in the mountains, you smell everything even better. Came back, dove into the ocean, took the shower at the health club, started the day. I always check my emails to the office. And some lady emailed me, nice woman. I saw her about a month ago. She comes from Florida. She's in her 50s. Very nice woman. She's had a chronic bladder infection for 2 years. She's had a slew of antibiotics. She can't get rid of it. There's lots of people like this. Men with their prostates, women with their bladder. I was going to do a show today on thunder and rain. When was the last time we had thunder and rain in Southern California? It's been a long time, and not like last night. That was phenomenal. I headed right for the beach. That's where you got to be when that happens. But not standing there with a flagpole or under a tree in a cave. My point to you is, last night was a phenomenon. But I'm not doing the show on thunder and lightning and Schumann waves, because I get this email this morning. This woman who's trying to get rid of these chronic bladder infections is having a problem. Of course she's having a problem. She, like many, has not listened. Even though she's come to see me, it doesn't sink in. Ladies, bladder, urethra, uterus, ovaries, men, rectum, prostate. You need to understand what I don't know what else to say about it. I've done like 9 shows. But things move slowly here. I realize I speak in an ancient dialect. And on that basis, you may have to hear it 1,000 times. Ladies with your bladder infections, those of you who go to the medical doctor for the antibiotic, good. Sometimes those antibiotics are the only thing that's going to work for you, so great. But if you have to go back and go back and go back and go back, and then they want to do you with, I mean, this individual, antibiotics she's on every day. Once it gets to that point, you have either a methicillin-resistant microbe or something they haven't put their finger on. And ladies and men, just guys, you don't worry about bladder infections. For reasons, if you listen to the show, you should understand. Your anatomy is different, so you're less susceptible to a structural problem with your bladder. The connectivity of your bladder to your urethra down the shaft of your penis does not pose the structural problem that it does with women. If you're listening, I want you to really ask yourself if you understand what I'm talking about. If you have a friend with chronic bladder infections, get them on this show today on the site, straighttalk.cc. Look at the pictures that I'll put up later. And understand what I'm saying. Don't nod your head and pretend you understand because you're smart. Really understand. Like, really understand. Because you're not going to get out of these problems. Once you have failed antibiotics, and I know what you do, and it's understandable, you go on down to your local Whole Foods and you talk to the vitamin therapist. And they've taken a course or two in clinical nutrition, and so they've got all these herbs for you. And studies show that a whole slew of these herbs can get rid of bladder infections. But that's not you. You, like many, many people, have a chronic bladder infection. It has failed systematic, even systemic antibiotic therapy. Your MD is throwing her hands up or his hands up. You know, it's very common for women to have a female urologist. Makes sense, right? So your medical doctor, she just throws her hands up and says, I don't know what to tell you, Mabel. And then you get out to Whole Foods and you talk to the vitamin therapist and you try this and then you try that and you try this. And it helps a little, maybe, if you're lucky. But lo and behold, the next sexual intercourse you have with your fiance or your husband just comes back again. Exactly the case I'm talking about. That's you. I see at least one a month like this. That's why I am compelled to do this show again. The best dollar you can spend for a bladder infection is an antibiotic. Okay? Don't let the nutritional people kid you. I know we want the herbs to work for this stuff, but usually they don't. And if you don't believe me, just do the herbs first. And then when they don't work, go get the antibiotic. But here's the point. Once that antibiotic therapy becomes chronic, you've got problems that herbs aren't going to fix and that obviously antibiotics aren't going to fix. So what do? You use more antibiotics. Then, out of the goodness of their heart, Kaiser Permanente will culture the urine sample. And men of great genius and stature search into your urine to find the microbe, which is usually E. coli. And if they don't find that, they usually find nothing. And then they tell you it's a fungal infection. And that's a huge mistake, because if the fungal infection is secondary to the bladder infection, it's the high turnover rate in the urethra, the bladder, etc., that causes an overload of cell death and necessitates the growth of the fungus. So telling you that your chronic bladder infections are because of fungal overgrowth is a joke. It just means your MD doesn't know what they're doing. So now what do? I'll tell you what you do. You do what this woman did. From Florida, who's in her 50s, who's had it for 2 years. It's ruining her life. She's disgusted and sick of it. No one seems to help. That's what you do. You spin. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Today's show on chronic bladder infections, the inside track. Not the outside track, not the baloney track, not the quick fix track, not the cliff note track, not the track that affords me a payment for this show. Right? Selling herbs so I can pay for the show. No, none of those tracks. This is the inside track. We better start telling the truth, America. It's time. Critical mass point. We have hit it. Politically, everywhere we've hit it. There is just no phase of the human drama that doesn't demand the truth from this point on. Or this will not be America. That, I sense, is why KBRT is playing the national anthem. It's time to regroup. And I don't know. I could be wrong. I just found it very interesting and beautiful. Right off the press, guys. I had no idea. So the inside track. This is the inside track. Again, antibiotics, they didn't work. Herbs, they didn't work. Okay, you ready? We've got another 20 minutes. Listen, and then get to the website later to see the picture so you can understand the show. The bladder. And we can throw in the male prostate. Is in a very precarious position in your body. It is connected to your uterus. It's connected to your ovaries. It's connected to your rectum. It's connected to your small intestine by a web of connective tissue called fascia. You've heard me talk about that ad infinitum. Half of you are vomiting right now. Oh, no. Fascia again? And that fascia gets twisted from surgeries, from physical traumas, from accidents, episiotomies, cesareans, appendicitis surgeries. You name it. Surgery or no surgery, trauma or no trauma. By the time you're 30 or 40 or 50, that bladder is twisted and squashed. End of it. Now, I just want you to imagine this because you can. You take a sponge, a big circular sponge. You know those natural sponges they sell? Those nice, beautiful brown things? It's all natural. We love it. It's natural. And it's like a grapefruit. I want you to think of that squashed and twisted. That's your bladder. Take a big circular sponge, put it in your hands, wet it. Now squash it and twist it. Now squash it and twist it and dip it in sewer sludge. Yeah, grease. Take a big circular sponge, a natural sponge, and dip it in sewer slime. Now compress it and twist it. That's your bladder. Done. You got that? Take a nice big sponge. I'm going to go to the bank and just play a recording. You take a nice big sponge. You dip it in sewer sludge. Ladies, are you listening? Men, throw your prostate in on this. And then you soften it because you dipped it in sewer sludge. And you twist it and you squash it. That's your prostate, and that's your bladder. Now then, take it and let it dry in the sun. Now it's twisted, it's squashed, and it's dried. That's your bladder after 50. That's your prostate after 50. That's the truth. So do you tell me how an antibiotic is going to fix that? And you tell me how an herb is going to fix that? Because it's not. So once you're there, it's like I told this lady. This is going to take a good 3 to 6 to 9 months. What? You mean I'm 54 years old, 60 pounds overweight, go to the bathroom once every 3 days, don't get my sleep, travel, of course, I'm a corporation person, you know, I make money. So I'm on some transatlantic flight once a month. And this is going to take 3 to 6 to 9 months, even though it's probably been brewing for 15 or 20 years. Come on. Come on, Medici. You must not know your terrain. Certainly there's got to be a faster solution than that. My vitamin therapist at Whole Foods told me there would be. And my acupuncturist down the street and my chiropractor just said, you know, put that sacrum back in place and bingo, brand new bladder. Ah, yeah. Guys, If you're going to believe this nonsense, I have a bridge for you. I'm going to sell you a bridge. Come by. Call my office. I have a bridge. I'm going to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. It's only $5 million. Just write me the check. You got the bridge. Once your bladder has become toxic and twisted, and you failed antibiotics, and you failed the herbal solution, you're going to fail for the rest of your life. You will have it for the rest of your life. And lots of people do. Now, do we want to continue to run from the truth, or do we want to be Americans? Is that what George Washington did, and Thomas Jefferson, and Andrew Jackson, and Benjamin Franklin, and Patrick Henry, and Samuel Adams, and John Adams? Is that what they did? Did they run from the truth? No. They faced it, even though it scared them. And that's why we have the national anthem. So I love it out of nowhere that Mr. Crawford played the national anthem or whoever was behind that. Because that's what we have to remember. It's time to deal. You know America, the sleeping giant? We don't want to mess with anybody. We don't want to make more trouble than we need to. But it's kind of time. We got to face the truth. We have to face the truth about health. We're buying into paradigms that need a facelift. Allopathy needs a facelift. Holistic medicine needs a facelift. If I get on radio today, all over the world, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shows offering quick fixes. Okay, great. But I'm suggesting, especially if you're in that group of people who are failing the quick fix approaches, to understand you're not being told, thus this show, what really is foundational about your health. So, that being said, the psoas muscle. Go on my show, any show, all 386, and look up psoas, P-S-O-A-S. It is a muscle that, unless it lengthens through the stretches that you're supposed to learn, so go on the show and learn them. Or come to my class next Sunday. Not this Sunday, that's tomorrow. Next Sunday at the Ayers Hotel. 7 hours on exercise, 11 to 6, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Call my office, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. It's $150. Find the dough to get the education so you can save money and sleep and time and frustration. Because if you don't even know what I'm talking about, then there's no way you can stretch out a psoas muscle. Because if you can't find the psoas and stretch it, and you're not going to learn it on YouTube, I promise you, then the bladder will not decompress. Unless the psoas is isolated, stretched, and proven to have gone back into place until it becomes competent, the bladder will remain compressed and twisted. There's number one. Number two, yes, your pH, E. coli, does not like to grow in an acidic pH. So you figure you got that one covered, right? Because you pop those things in that shift the pH, but they don't work relative to all the things you need to do to shift the pH. Listen to any of my shows on pH. pH is just a function of your overall health. You don't sleep, you blew your pH. You're negative, you blew your pH. You're sympathetic dominant, you blew your pH. You don't eat right, you blew your pH. You work at a toxic job site, a toxic dump site. You work in construction. You work at a nuclear reactor plant, you blew your pH. You fly jets a lot, you're a stewardess, you just travel corporate a lot, you blew your pH. You're sitting at the computer 50, 60 hours a week, you blew your pH. You're infected, you blew your pH. Your teeth are all infected, you blew your pH. You're leaking metals all over your body, you blew your pH. I could go on for 5 days about how to blow the pH. So I'll just give you this little thing here and it'll balance out your pH. No, you have to understand pH. You have to make the lifestyle changes specific to you to shift the pH. And in that terrain, E. coli, Klebsiella, Pseudomonas, and the rest of these embarrassments will not grow as easily. You have to get your sleep. Sleep. 5 hours of sleep? Are you kidding me? You have to sleep straight, hard, and deep to the point where you bounce out of bed and you know your sleep quotient is filled. Right there, according to what I see, that eliminates about 60-70% of the world. Yeah, but it's only sleep. It's only sleep. Come on. Sleep. Who needs sleep? You got to wake up. Herbal sales wants you to believe you don't need sleep. So do the pharmaceutical companies. Sleep is how you beat infections. Sleep. Sleep, pH, as I'm defining it to you. More important than either one of those two, you have to straighten that bladder out structurally. You're not going to do that if you're overweight. If you're fat, if you're more than 30 pounds overweight, you're going to have to lose the weight. And people will argue that. They'll say, you know what? Last year, before I got this chronic bladder infection, I weighed 50 more pounds. I was heavier and I didn't have them. So now I do and I'm lighter. How could it be weight? People will do that. They'll just, there's no end to how naive people can be. And I use the term naive lightly. Don't fall into those traps. They're called layman's traps. Lay people think it's unreasonable to say, ma'am, you need to lose about 60 or 70 pounds to get rid of your chronic bladder infections. People think it's reasonable to say, well, that can't be true because I used to be heavier and I didn't have bladder infections. I used to sleep less and I didn't have bladder infections. You see? It's reasonable to think that. You're wrong. You're dead wrong. If you're talking about you 3 years ago, you're not you 3 years ago. You're 3 years older. I hate to tell you, but there's a line across which it gets tougher. So you can't use these ridiculous lines of rationale when somebody says, lose weight, get your sleep, stop exposing yourself to EMS. The name is Barry Trower. T-R-O-W-E-R. Barry. B-A-R-R-Y. Physicist kind of guy. Englishman. Go on YouTube, listen to him talk about, and he knows, about the radiation coming out of the router, Wi-Fi. I know, you live in a big five-bedroom house, and the Wi-Fi is wherever it is, you know, the room with the electrical stuff, and you're far away from it. Do not think that. You are being beamed, Scotty, morning, noon, and night. At night, disconnect your Wi-Fi. Shut down the router. Pull out the plug. Herbs for bladder infections? I don't think so. Get your sleep. Isolate the psoas. Change your pH. Every time I see a chronic bladder infection, I see someone stick your tongue out. Do you there? You have the chronic bladder infection? Stick your tongue out. In the back, it's a curd of damp yellow mucus. You know what that means? It means down there in your bladder, you are a mass of inflammatory pus, which is what happens for all the reasons stated. When that tongue goes clean, you will no longer have chronic bladder infections. But no, you live with a tongue like that. That's your normal tongue. You don't know it's not normal, but that's the one you always live with, and so you're always susceptible. Now I know it was that orange juice you drank. See, that's what we do, guys. We can't do that anymore. You got to deal with it. When you have a yellow, damp curd on your tongue, always your biliary system, your gallbladder is plugged. Okay, classic presentation, and then you're going to have to catch the second half of this show in about an hour, post it to the site, straighttalk.cc, if I caught your attention, which I should have if you're serious. We've got about 4 or 5 spaces, Ayers Hotel, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. It's on exercise, which includes stretching to hit the psoas, and way more things. You can't get any of it on YouTube. You're not going to read it in any books. Your sports trainer isn't going to tell you. I am. Yes, I know that much. 5 spaces left. Call. Call as soon as you can. I don't want to be doing this past Wednesday. That's it. God bless you. Here's to America. Here's to the rain and the thunder. I was going to do a show on thunder and lightning, maybe next week. God bless you. I will see you next week. Okay, part 2. Just wanted to open it up with some major points in part 1. It really is time we take a look at what we call holistic health, health in general. We really need to take a look. I've been doing this longer than some of you have been even born. And I'm telling you that we need to look at things differently. And bladder infections are chronic. Chronic bladder infections are a classic case of what I'm talking about. Herbs don't cut it. Nothing cuts it done the wrong way. You got to have perspectives. I'll give you an example of what I mean by a perspective. Go to picture 12. Now, if you read the caption on picture 12, it says, "I guarantee you this woman has no clue." And I don't know how else to say it to you. I can tell you beyond doubt that that woman stretching what she thinks is her psoas muscle is not her psoas muscle. She's just jamming her low back is all she's doing. You cannot get to a psoas muscle in that position. Maybe she can stretch her thigh. Maybe, and usually not. So there we have it. And of course, this is on the web titled Stretching the Psoas Muscle. So somebody wants to know how to do it, so they just imitate that, blow their knees out, and the rest is history. Even if you can do this pose, you're not going to stretch your psoas muscle that way. She's getting her thigh stretched mildly. That's what I mean. If that psoas muscle, look at picture 11, stays anteriorly displaced, doesn't look like it's supposed to on picture 10. That's a gorgeous depiction of a competent psoas muscle. If it shifts to what you see on picture 11, that bladder will be crushed. Done. Even if you nod your head because it makes sense to your logical mind, that has still nothing to do with can you feel your body shift out of that? And until you can feel it, having it memorized isn't going to help. It's simple, but it's not. Look at picture 3. I'm sorry, picture 2. Look at picture number 2. The endopelvic fascia. You are looking down at somebody where it says endopelvic fascia on the top there. That's the front of that person. the bottom of the picture is the back of that person, meaning where their buttocks is, their sacrum, their rear end, their culito. That big snake-like thing that looks like it's coming out of the picture, that's a rectum. That's where feces is. Okay, fine. So now you're oriented. Look at all that white stuff around the bladder. Look at all that white stuff around the vaginal. That might be the cervix. I'm not sure what that is. It's not the vaginal canal. It's probably the cervix. And then the rectum behind it. But look at that white stuff that's separating everything, but everything's connected to everything. If I put my hand on that white stuff, the endopelvic fascia, sort of a deceptive picture because you see those two black lines, three lines? Oh, my God, there's too many lines. Up at the top where it says endopelvic fascia, you see the three lines coming out of the top of the page, black? One of those lines goes into the bladder itself. Forget that one. But the other two black lines are going in to the physical tissue called the fascia. Suppose I put my hand in that fascia and I twist it. What do you think is going to happen to the bladder? What do you think is going to happen to the rectum? What do you think is going to happen to the cervix? They're all going to get twisted. Right. And this is my point. Toxic and then twisted. Now, that muscle, actually, let's go to a different picture for a second. Go to picture 15. Go to picture 15 again. A cross section of a female. And look at the top center and just drop down an inch. That's the bladder. Now drop down a little more. That's the uterus. Now drop down a little more. That's the rectum. Lined up just like that last picture. Now, catch this. If you catch this, you win a prize. Okay? I'm serious. I'll deliver a car. A $100,000 Mercedes. I'll put it on your front lawn. All you have to do is understand this stuff. If you are looking at this picture and you drop to the bottom of the page, you see that little whitish, spongy, kind of looks like a bone. It is a bone. Again, picture 15, you're looking at the top of the page, drop down. That's the bladder, drop down. That's the uterus, drop down. That's the rectum. Keep going just to where you come off the picture, and you see that whitish pockmarked little half moon of bone there. That's your vertebra. I think it might be the top of your sacrum. To the left and right of that bone is your psoas muscle. How's that? You can blow the picture up and look for muscles, petite and grand psoas. Psoas major and psoas minor. Just look at all those words on the bottom of the page. You'll have to blow it up a little. I don't, but you will. But it's nice to blow things up. Muscles, petite and grand. This is the Parisian version. The little and the big psoas. Both sides of that bone. Now, here's the point. Those muscles come way forward and crush everything in their path. You don't believe me? Just ask Ida Rolf. She's turning around in her grave right now. She's doing cartwheels in her grave listening to this show. Go to picture 11. There's the soloist that's competent on the right. Look at picture 10. That's a competent soloist. Now, and picture 11, the fat guy on the left. Well, maybe that's a woman. You don't really know. If it is, she's bald. I think it's a guy, frankly. Doesn't matter. Male, female. Look at the psoas on the right. This is picture 11, psoas on the left. When your quads are tight, when you're not stretching into the groin, when you're overweight, when your whole body's inflexible, that psoas comes forward, crushes the bladder. End of story. Good night. Now, for you yoga females out there, I know you do yoga. Do you do yoga? Yes, I do yoga. I live in Santa Monica, just off Main Street, off Montana. There every day. All right, fine. You do yoga. Great. Probably like that lady on picture 12, you do yoga. You cannot just sit in the pose like a mannequin. Unless you feel the tension in the pose and then get on the other side of the tension so that you feel the prana. May I use that word? And then feel a weight shift. The psoas isn't doing anything. It's not stretching. It's not separating. You're not connecting your being to it. Your brain ain't talking to it. And if that's the case, it's not going to release. You can sit in the pose all day. You can be Gumby, Gumboid. But the consequence of having a disconnected psoas, an incompetent psoas, the consequence is that bladder will stay crushed, and that bladder is surrounded by fascia. It's unbelievable what's out there. I remember this lady about 3 years ago. She had a chronic bladder infection for like 3 years. She was on like IV. And I told her to lose weight. I didn't say it like that. I said, all due respect, you're going to have to drop about 100 pounds. This is not an aesthetic thing. I love you overweight. I've been overweight. You go through phases where you're overweight. So what? But don't expect that blubber not to prevent, or don't expect that fat not to get in the way of curing a chronic bladder infection or a prostatitis. Or whatever it is, weight displaces the psoas anteriorly and crushes everything in its path. Done. If you are listening to this and you have a chronic infection and you are not, if like this isn't ringing a bell, you may have passed away and nobody told you. I'm serious. What's my motive here? Don't come to see me. Don't annoy me. All right? But learn this for yourself. This isn't so hard. And yet, people, when they face this, they are certain something screwy here. Blows my mind. Blows my mind. It's okay with me. We have so many sick people. Anybody that knows what they're doing in this field, believe me, there's no shortage of work. But you want to see people get it. And when you watch them field this stuff, and you listen to how come my medical doctor didn't tell me this, oh my God, I'm going to go into real estate. I need a list of people like that. If you're that naive, come on. And you're voting? And you're sitting here listening to something like this going, why didn't my MD tell me about this? Or lose 100 pounds? How could that have anything to do with my bladder? I was 150 pounds overweight and I didn't have a bladder infection. This is what you hear. So there it is, gang. Done. Drop weight, connect to the psoas muscle. Now, any of my students understand what I'm talking about. If you've listened to my shows before, You have some sense of it. But honestly, until I see it, I don't know what you're thinking. I don't. I've known people, they listen to, they do everything, and they still don't understand. You have to experience this stuff. People that actually do it, stretch, they sound a certain way. One thing you see with these bladder cases is you stick out the tongue and it's always got this damp yellow-green curd on it. That means you need to do 2 years of gallbladder flushes. You need to do coffee enemas. You have to get rid of the curd on the tongue. That's right. And don't come out there after you clean and tongue scrape every day and run around like your tongue is clean. No, you're lying to yourself. You wake up in the morning, that thing is coated bad. Your liver and intestines are a cauldron of pus. Done. It doesn't make you a bad person. It just means you're not going to present a terrain down there in the bladder wall that's conducive to health. On the opposite, it's going to be conducive to more infection. So usually the bladder is E. coli, but it gets all mixed with everything else. And then you get biofilm. You got mucus plugs of infection hanging out there. And you're disconnected from it. You know those deep, rhythmic, explosive orgasms you had in your 20s before the kids just gutted you? When you were still making love to your significant other? You're not anymore because you're over 50. That area is dead down there. For most people, that's the sad truth, but it's the truth. And so you're scarred. You're toxic. The bladder's displaced. The psoas is crushing it. And you're wondering why you can't get rid of your chronic bladder infection. And you young ladies out there, right? That groin, usually you're holding emotion in it to the point where the sway, the natural rhythmicity of the vaginal canal, the cervix, the uterus, the ovaries, the bladder, that whole area is holding all the emotion you're processing through in your 30s and 40s and whatever else. And on that basis, the area is just going to produce infection. Then add to that the EMF from the jets or wherever else you're picking it up, the computer. Again, it is a structurally challenged area that becomes chemically challenged, that becomes electromagnetically challenged. And all of this is operating against your reserve, which at the age of 40 or 50 is dwindled below a critical mass point, thus the persistence of the infection against the intention of the antibiotic or the simple herb. Now, there it is. There's a perspective for you. Okay? There's a perspective. And I can just hear you.
So what am I going to do about it?
Are you listening to the show or am I still talking Armenian? You're going to take all the different indices of your health and figure out where the biggest issues are. Keeping in mind that until you shift your structure down low, until you can clean out your body, stretch it out so we know you're connecting to that area, you're not going to have much success. There is no one way to say to everyone on air or in a book, this is what you do. That's an absurdity. It's like saying, okay, where do I put my money? Just blanket. Hi, name's Joe. Hi, Joe. How are you? Good. Love your show. Great, Joe. What can I do for you? I've got $500,000. Where should I put it? That's what people do on these idiotic radio shows. Where do I put my money? You need a profile. That's 2, 3, 4 hours. That's a month. You got to get to know somebody. Yeah. Yep. That's the reality of it. So this is why I'm constantly stressing education. This comes down to, you have a chronic bladder infection. Where do you need to work? Are you emotionally dissociated from that area? Is it impossible for you to even put your leg in a position to stretch your quad, hopefully to get to the groin and then to the psoas eventually? Do you feel any chi? How toxic are you? Do you get bile? You see? Are you getting your sleep? Can you feel those areas? Yeah, now I'm talking. Do you orgasm? Have you engaged in multiple cleanses? Do you move your blood each day? Meaning, do you move your body and perfuse? Do you drain that area? Not if your tongue looks like I described it. You don't drain. Look at Rolf, picture 9. All movements are transferred through the pelvis. The psoas is the cross connection between the motor mechanics and the viscera. See, there it is, the genius of Rolf. She said it in 3 sentences. Yet, no one knows what she's talking about. I do. I know what she's talking about. I know what to do it. If I get compliance, I can change it in somebody. I can get them to understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking a small percentage of people even understand it. And I would eliminate 98% of the people she taught. What can I say? It's only because we're not really listening. We have the brains. We don't have the perspective. It's easy to lie to yourself. I'll give you an example. Chiropractor. I was the valedictorian of my class. Chiropractic adjustments? Are you kidding me? That's a therapy? 7,000 hours of chiropractic school, and what you're left with is adjust the spine and throw some infrared, some interferential current on an ultrasound and call it a day. Are you kidding me? 7,000 hours of study to get reduced to a chiropractic adjustment and a little bit of physical therapy. Well, there you go. The marginalization, the whittling down, the cliff note version of health. Acupuncture school. I went to acupuncture school. Needles, 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 and needles. And Mr. Mufu's herbs. I'm sorry, guys. That's not what the Qigong masters had in mind. Everything coming out of acupuncture school has nothing to do with Chinese medicine. It's a joke. Sorry. Been there, done that. I don't need 6 PhDs to have to formulate an intelligent, truthful opinion about what we're doing. You want health? You want to get rid of your bladder infection? Fast. Drop your body fat to Squatsville. Get it low. Get connected. Decompress the joints. Move the body. Perfuse the blood. And end up one morning at sunrise at a beach with a rock under the rainbow after a good rain and dive in the ocean and feel life. Train yourself to critical mass. Bring all of that together. That's what you call health. Let the body take care of the infection or whatever else is there. There's not a better way. We pretend there is because we demand in this modern society, in this techno society, post-techno, you can't even call it a techno society anymore. It's post-techno. It's definitely post-modernism. We've decided that we're going to just pull out the bladder, cookie cutter some transilluminated approach, some brilliant approach to the bladder problem for all, or for most, or for many. And that's what we're going to call therapy. Forget it. Forget it. We're doing it with everything. Everything. We're doing it. Oh, a bladder infection. Well, Joe, you've got a prostate problem, so you shouldn't listen to the show about the bladder because you're prostate. Prostate, different than bladder, different than kidney, different than heart, different than brain. Hey, my problem's digestion. So what should I listen to a bladder thing for? You see, this is what we've done. Because we're postmodern. We're high tech. It's a joke. The tenets, the fundamental laws of health, are 70% of the healing. Those foundations are an evolution to an understanding, an experience. Health is not about doing it. Health is about feeling it. Health is about your experience of it. I'll be calling all my bladder people to listen to this show. Great book, Picture 13, Rolfing in Physical Reality. I really think, I mean, that's, you see, everybody thinks you learn from books. Like, I wrote this book on this topic. And no, the best you're going to do is listening to one of these memoirs where these people like Rolf, they just say something in a paragraph. A sentence. You can learn more about Rolfing from that book than you can from 5 years in Rolfing school if you just listen. Picture 14, a bunch of women, they're celebrating their thing with their psoas muscle. They've all learned about their psoas muscle. Where are the men? They ought to be there too, but you know, they're home mowing the lawn. Their wives and lovers are out. They're all having a nice little psoas party there. The first thing you want to do when they make the claim is put them in a pose. And you want to tell them to explore the pose and you want to watch them. Okay? You want to watch them in the pose. And when they look like this woman here, the other one on picture 12, when they look like that in the pose, I guarantee you they have no clue. I don't care if they're smiling. They have no clue. But you don't want to let them know that. You want to watch them do their thing. And then you want to say, what do you feel in that area that's stretched? And you'll see their faces will be blank. Hey, class. Any of you listening to the show for my class last Sunday? Remember who we put in that pose? Ask her what she was feeling for a week or two. That's a stretch. You get my point. These women are most likely feeling nothing. And if I'm wrong, right, then great. If any one of those women you're looking at in this picture released in one of these psoas stretches, like what you guys saw at my last class, then any one of these women has connected to their psoas. That is the point. Did you connect? Now, how about if you lie these women down? Is that a guy? Yeah, I think there's a guy in this picture. All right, well, there is a guy. Well, hear ye, hear ye. Maybe that's the teacher. Maybe it's not a guy. Looks like a guy. The guy in the green. One guy in... No, wait, there's another guy in the back. There's two guys, I think. All right. Tops, there's two guys and, you know, 15 women. That's the usual proportion. Men are not into this stuff. It's just the way it is. Men are out there playing football. They're tackling each other at high speeds. They're breaking each other's bones for fun, limping the rest of their lives in the name of football. Not bad, right? We've come a long way. We're not dumb orangutans, are we? No, we're football guys. Boxing, that's a better one. My sport. Great pastime. My point to you is you have to watch someone connect to these areas in the name of stretching a psoas muscle. And if they haven't done that, you'll know it. They won't get a weight shift. They won't say they feel warmth. And just because they're in the pose doesn't mean anything. Look at picture 5. Let's stretch. If your quad is tight, you're not going to get to your psoas. Forget it. I see people with really tight quads go into this because someone tells them to get to the psoas. I see this all the time. It is a massive mistake. You can't get to it. You got to loosen the quad first. Eventually, you can access the groin. Yes, you got to switch the pH. The terrain is such that once the terrain, but then again, if the fascia is scarred, if the tissue is compressed, you may shift the pH on the morning urine, but that doesn't mean you're shifting the pH inside the organ. There's a difference. Your body's you. If 2% of your body is all twisted, but that's where the infection is, then you can shift the pH, but you're still going to have that depolarized area. You got to factor that in. You got to go after the scars. Oh, you mean where there's physical traumas? No, the whole body's a scar if you're not flexible. You have to measure you through the release. If you're not moving chi, you're blocked. It's the only way you can understand this. That aside, yes, eat in a way to alkalize. Very important. But let's just say you're eating to alkalize. Let's say you're flexible and somewhat connected to that area so that the bladder's got space and the fascia's ready to unravel. All the snots coming out has to go through the biliary system. And if that's plugged, it busts the system. You have to find the rate limiting variable in you. Suppose you're trying to do all this and you've got an episiotomy or a cesarean and you're all scarred up because somebody needs to go in, whether it's intravaginally or whether it's from the outside and resolve the scar. Oh, I know. I'll just put clay on there and then muscle test because that'll resolve the scar. Yeah, I'm sorry if you believe that. We didn't spend, at least in theory, the last 10,000 years using words like prana so that we wouldn't know whether or not Oz was flowing. And if anybody's grasped anything fundamental to yoga, tai chi, qigong, kung fu, when it's working, you feel the pulse of energy. And when it's not, you have a scar or a trauma or a displacement or whatever, you can feel the blockage. And if somebody says you're not blocked anymore, then you're going to correlate that to the way it feels in you, without which you don't know what you're smoking. Okay, I'm done. Take this stuff in, listen again. If you've got a chronic bladder infection and you've had it for a year, you're going to have it for 50 years. 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. If you need to come in, do that. If you've got a prostate issue, same thing. Oh no, not the same thing. There's the Saul Palmetto and the things to cut the estrogen loads and this and that. The other thing, baloney. It's the same thing. But people want to be special, so a prostate has to be different than a bladder. You are special. You have a special sequence of issues specific to you. versus someone else. That's why you're special. But a prostate is not so different than a bladder, is not so different than a heart or a kidney. You got to see that. So if you need to come in, call the office. The other thing is the school. One class is closed. Those people are there. This other class at the Ayers Hotel, just call the office. Do it before Wednesday, please. I don't want to think about this, and neither does my staff, after Wednesday. 714-850-1007. It's on exercise, which is going to encompass a lot of stuff. 11 to 6, Ayers Hotel, next Sunday. What's next Sunday? Somebody tell me what next Sunday is. Next Sunday is the 21st of October at 11 a.m. at the Ayers Hotel. Knock yourself out there. A lot of great stuff on exercise. Okay, that's it. Enjoy the rain and the thunder. God bless you, and I'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.